Our final interview, taking us back to where we started and the topic of breast cancer. And I want to start by thanking our listener, Anne, who alerted me to the need for this discussion today. She is one of many of our listeners who has faced a breast cancer diagnosis herself. And she wrote to ask, have you heard of a potential side effect of the related surgeries known as cording? It can occur following a mastectomy or even just after a biopsy of the lymph nodes, and it can cause significant discomfort to those in recovery. But the good news is that treatment is available, and I'm delighted to have on the line with me physiotherapist Cheryl Gaynor, who is herself a breast cancer survivor and specializes in treating patients who develop cording, or to give it its proper name, axillary web syndrome. Cheryl, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa. Thank you for having me.
What happens when a patient develops AWS or cording? Can you explain how it presents?
Yes, they develop tight rope-like bands underneath the axilla after breast cancer surgery, and this is extremely uncomfortable. It causes a great deal of pain, and it also causes a loss of range of movement of the arm on the operated side.
Okay, so tightness and pain and loss of range of movement. What do we know about what causes this condition, Cheryl?
So the cause of the condition is thought to be associated with the removal of lymph nodes during breast cancer surgery. So where the lymph nodes have been removed, the old lymph pathways appear to fibrose. And these cords, the sort of guitar string-like bands that cause that happen underneath the arm, okay, they can extend from the axilla right down to the forearm.
Okay, so sure, the extent can be quite substantial. I would imagine the further it extends, the greater the impact on range of motion, Cheryl?
Yes, absolutely, okay.
Are there any factors that predispose one to developing cording?
Other than the removal of lymph nodes, there are no specific known factors that we know of that predispose one to lymph nodes, to cording, sorry.
Okay.
But it does appear that the more lymph nodes removed, the more likely the patient will be to develop cording. There are obviously always exceptions to this. We've got patients with just one lymph node removed and they still develop cording. But basically, it's associated with the removal of lymph nodes.
Okay. Do we know how commonly it happens in breast cancer patients?
So in South Africa, we don't have, I was listening to Jenny as well, and you're wanting stats. Unfortunately, in South Africa, we don't have good stats at all.
Yeah.
But it is actually documented in the American Journal of Medicine, and it's as high as 72% where there's been an axillary node clearance.
Wow.
And up to from 20 to 41%. Where there's been a sentinel node biopsy, so just one main node biopsy. So it's really high. I mean, as high as 72% is huge.
Yeah.
But such a few percentage of those people ever get treatment.
Is that because doctors aren't aware of it, or patients don't know that this is not just part of the usual? I guess this is an unusual space for everyone to be in. They don't necessarily know this isn't a side effect of the cancer surgery that I just have to live with.
Yeah, it is a very unusual space, and it's not because, so surgeons and oncologists have to focus on the removal of the cancer. That's their focus. So once the cancer's been removed surgically and treated, the patient is then basically discharged from their doctor's care. As the cancer's been treated, so that's been dealt with. And doctors don't generally ask, well, how's your range of movement of your arm? That's a very physio question to ask. And there are doctors, the doctors that I do work closely with, namely Dr. Jenny Edge, who actually did my surgery,
okay,
and Erin and Glooney, fabulous surgeons who are very aware of it, oncologists such as Irene Bodinghase, Anne Gudgeon, Georgina McAdams. But outside of that, very few doctors. And basically, breast cancer patients are so grateful that the cancer has gone. And when cording develops at a later stage, they tend to think that it's simply just an unavoidable consequence of having had breast cancer surgery.
Yeah.
But there are literally thousands of patients worldwide living with untreated cording.
Okay, so really important message today is firstly to make people aware of the fact that it is not something you just have to live with. And secondly, I would imagine, Cheryl, to spread the news among the medical fraternity itself that this is something patients need to be advised about.
Hugely, hugely, Pippa. And because it's so poorly known about, it's a mammoth task. And because cancer is so much more serious than living with an arm that's sore and not functional, the cancer again gets a focus, which obviously it should. I mean, we don't want the cancer there. It needs to be dealt with. But the loss of function for patients with breast cancer, who've had breast cancer, that the cancer was a massive diagnosis and a massive thing to deal with. It is a massive thing to deal with. And I'm very aware of that. I've been there myself. But yeah, it's so hard for these patients when they actually lose function and pain, because what often happens is those patients tend to think, because of the pain and loss of range of movement, it is a constant reminder of their cancer. And they also start to worry, has the cancer come back?
Yeah.
So it just reminds them constantly. And so once they have treatment, the treatment is really, really effective. It's, that's the frustrating thing, is if they get treatment, they get full function back and they can live a normal pain-free life. For breast cancer patients to have to live with pain and loss of range of movement, and it's real pain, it's real, and loss of function. They can't reach the top cupboard in their kitchen. They can't hang up the washing on their line. So that is just a constant reminder. So when they have treatment, they're just like, they feel like this whole new lease of life.
Yeah.
And it is such an exciting thing to treat because it responds so well to treatment.
Cheryl, I want to thank you so much for your time this afternoon in making our audience aware of the fact that this condition exists, that treatment is available, and it is not just something you have to learn to live with. The final question is, for those who think they might have it, do they speak to their doctor and ask for a referral to a physio like yourself who specializes in this, or is there somewhere else they can go to find one directly?
So, unfortunately, it's like I said, it's not the cancer care unit at Vincent Pilati is aware, and Jenny Edge and Lishka, they're doing a fantastic job. They're aware. Unfortunately, it is in those departments. But other than that, the doctors know. Most doctors are not aware of it, and don't refer for it. So ideally, they need to go to their physiotherapist, but ask if their physiotherapist specializes in it, because it's a very unusual speciality of physiotherapy. What most people don't realize is doctors specialize, but so do physios. So it's a very unusual speciality because it's not part of any undergrad physiotherapy training. So my hope is to increase training and awareness. And also, when I see a patient, I'm very happy to train their family member on how to treat whoever it is that they come with for treatment. And that that is such an easy thing to do, especially you were chatting earlier about transport being an issue. It's a really big issue. So if we can equip family members as well, once we've taught them what to do, they can actually help their own family members.
Cheryl Gaynor, we have to leave it there due to time constraints, but thank you so much for that very valuable insight into the condition. Cording is the term that you need to be asking about if you think you have it and need to seek specialized help. Cheryl, thank you so much for your time. Physiotherapist Cheryl Gaynor.